Hello, it's Mike Robin. Welcome to The Point, where all parts of pop culture come together. Bates Motel Season 1 was a wild ride, and actor Nestor Carbonell is here to talk about that and what's coming up in Season 2. Plus, Defiance continues to win big ratings on Sci-Fi, and we go behind the set to talk to two of the hottest actors on the show. James Robinson blows out of Earth 2. Let's get to The Point.
This is The Point, The Point Radio. Get The Point Radio.
Actor Nestor Carbonell has a lot to be thankful for going into the summer. He just wrapped the first season of the critically acclaimed Bates Motel. And, of course, the show's been renewed for another season coming up on A&E. On paper, taking a property like Psycho and turning it completely on its ear was risky for the writers and producers of the show. And I asked Nestor what drew him to get involved with that project.
Well, I agree with you. I think a lot of people were sort of, kind of not skeptical, but wondering how are they going to do this. But as soon as I knew Carlton Cuse, who's one of the writers or creators of the show, and as soon as I knew he was involved, I worked with him on Lost, and he called me, and I knew it was going to be interesting and good, and it was going to be a great take. And he sent me the first six scripts that he'd already written with Cary Aaron, and I was blown away because it basically just took the basic premise of that dynamic, that really weird dynamic that they imagined between Norma and Norma Bates, this Oedipal dynamic, and then they just put it into this new world. And then the new world really opened the show up to many storylines. So then I could see the show beyond just that dynamic, and it's pretty incredibly well written.
Over the season, his character has evolved a little bit, but there's a lot more to come.
Yeah, Carlton said that initially when I signed on, he said, "Look, we're gonna slowly introduce your character, kind of like we did on Lost, and then over time we'll really get to know him a bit better." What can I tell you more beyond what what might have happened this season? I just that I think this is a guy that I haven't quite pegged because just when I think he's one way, they throw me a curve, and the next week I'm ripping into Norma just when I thought I was warming up to her. So I think he's sort of an unpredictable character, and he definitely runs things by his own book. But I'd like to see sort of a vulnerable side to him, and I talked to Carlton about him next year. And they're working on all the characters, but the guy is still a bit of a mystery to me for sure.
Being surrounded by a great cast like there is on Bates certainly was a joy for both the fans and for Nestor as well.
You're absolutely right. It's a pretty extraordinary cast, and at the head of it, Vera Farmiga, who is just, I'm joining the enormous chorus of people who are voting for her to get an Emmy, certainly a nomination, it's unbelievable. You have a great piece of writing, in the show, and then you have someone like Vera Farmiga and Freddie Highmore, really the whole cast. It's an amazing cast. You're sort of fleshing out these roles. It's such a great treat. And working off of, I've worked, predominantly off of Vera in this first season, and she's incredible because she gives you something new every take. You never know what's coming at you. And she's a hard worker. She's a great person. So you add all that together, and it's pretty much a dream gig. I mean, to get someone who, because the attitude really sort of comes from the top down, and when you have someone with a head like that, it's pretty infectious, and it's pretty much a dream job.
Taking the next step to get behind the camera for a project seems pretty logical for a guy with Nestor's talent.
Well, thanks, Mike. I'm trying my hand at writing, and I've done a little bit of writing in the past, and what I'd like to do is produce more, and for TV and also for film. So I'm nowadays you can shoot just about anything with not a lot of money. Didn't used to be the case when I first started out, but now with cameras and technology, there's fewer excuses. So I'm trying to gather my friends together and come up with some projects that we could sort of take on our own without having to wait for crazy amounts of finance.
That being said, I asked him what his take was on all the new outlets for shows and for actors as well, both on television and online.
I think it's really exciting, certainly for anyone on the creative end of it. It's really exciting. There's no frontiers. It's wide open. I think the internet is really shaking things up now you have House of Cards now and a phenomenal success has completely changed the model of TV. The curious thing will be if that show gets nominated for an Emmy, it'll change things in the sense of it's not really TV, is it? I mean, it's Netflix. So the whole model has changed in a great way, I think. And for actors, it really has opened up. And you're right, the crossover effect. I think George Clooney, we can all sort of thank him for that, sort of made that possible coming off of ER. And now those lines have completely blurred, and now people, you're right, are going from all kinds of mediums and working all kinds of mediums, and there's no stigma attached to it. So it's a really exciting time.
Find out what you may have missed. Catch episodes from the first season of Bates Motel right now for free at AETV.com. Here we go with the very latest in pop culture. Disney has announced production has begun on the next phase of Star Wars. It'll be Star Wars Rebels, an animated series. It'll begin with a one-hour premiere and then be followed by regular half-hour episodes on the Disney Channel coming up in the fall of 2014. And to get you excited, they've even done a little behind-the-scenes video as well, which we posted for you at our website, GetThePointRadio.com. You can check that out there. In the meantime, the series, as we said, will premiere in the fall of 2014 on the Disney Channel. Longtime Simpsons writer Jon Vitti is now in charge of helping bring Angry Birds to the big screen. The Angry Birds movie project was announced a few weeks ago and is pretty much being fast-tracked in Hollywood. A number of other folks are involved, including some from Star Wars, The Clone Wars, and even a former Marvel exec as well. If you checked out those television pilots that Amazon put up a few weeks ago, well, here's actually what won. The John Goodman series Alpha House and Ed Begley's Betas are both being awarded a full season on Amazon. In case you missed the whole thing, a few weeks ago, Amazon debuted 14 pilots, which included 8 comedies and 6 children's shows. They asked people to vote on the ones they liked, and those that win would then get a regular series commitment from Amazon. Alpha House and Betas were the two winners. Both will be getting full seasons from Amazon. There'll be more coming down the road as to when those seasons will premiere, but you can probably still see the pilots right now at Amazon.com. Seth MacFarlane says that no matter how many times they ask him, he's not coming back to do the Oscars again. He's cited a number of different reasons, mostly schedule conflicts. Of course, this year he hosted the Oscars and got the largest viewing audience in a number of years and probably the most pans from critics in a number of years as well. Of course, it was inevitable. The BBC has announced an 8th season of Doctor Who. That was announced right after the wrap of Season 7 just a few days ago. Executive producer Stephen Moffat will continue at least for one more year with the series. However, no official word yet on whether Matt Smith will continue to be the Doctor. Of course, the 50th anniversary special will be later this year, and a Christmas special again at the end of the year as well. And then a new season of episodes to begin early in 2014. It's official, Joss Whedon has confirmed that Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch will be in Avengers 2. They are the brother and sister act that he referred to a few weeks back, causing all sorts of speculation on the internet and just about everywhere. No word yet on exactly how he's going to work out the Magneto connection, though. That character, of course, still belongs to Fox and is part of the X-Men franchise there. There's a great new trailer out for this final season of Dexter that begins in a few weeks, and of course, all sorts of speculation about how the series is going to end its run. Maybe with the death of the lead character or possibly with some spinoffs involved. Lots of rumors about both those out there, but you can check the trailer out right now at our website, GetThePointRadio.com. And keep in mind, the new season, the final one of Dexter, gets underway at the end of June on Showtime. After telling fans at WonderCon about plans he had for the Earth 2 comic that would stretch well into 2014, James Robinson surprised everybody by tweeting a farewell to DC Comics a few days ago. No word yet on exactly what is behind that. It seemed, though, to be almost an amicable parting. No comment from DC at this particular point. And right now, it looks like his final issue of Earth 2 will be number 16 out soon.
Your pop culture channel.
Here's what's cool.
Hey, stock up for stuff to read over your three-day weekend. There's a lot of good things waiting for you in the comic stores again this week. We start out with a usual reminder of something that you may be passing by, but we got to point you back in that direction. It is All-Star Western, and our buddy from right here on the point, Jimmy Palmiotti, doing great work on that book with a character that, of course, has been one of the mainstays of the DC Universe for a long time. That's Jonah Hex. Catch All-Star Western at number 20 this week, and more than likely, you're going to be going back for more. If you got a gaming person in your life or you enjoy gaming, Borderlands Origins is now available in a trade paperback this week. And the John Byrne work on the Star Trek books from IDW is collected into a beautiful IDW hardcover this week, too. You can check that out. It's an interesting new superhero concept from Image. It's called Bounce. You got to pick that up and take a look at it. I really can't explain it. Also from Image, second printing of Invincible Universe number 1 is out. And from Marvel, a couple of second printings, all new X-Men number 10. And actually, it's a fourth printing of Spider-Man number 700. Amazing, that is. In case you really are far behind. All this and more waiting for you, of course, within comic shops in your reach. And you can always find out the ones nearby with the Comic Book Locator Service first, 1-888-COMIC-BOOK, or with an app that's available in the iTunes App Store. Or check out another source that may even have stores that you don't know about on it, and it is called Find My Comic Shop. You can find it at findmycomicshop.com.
Get the Point Radio.
Combining a weekly television series with a major online game has been a successful recipe for the sci-fi series Defiance, already grabbing ratings for its first season and renewed for a second on the network as well. Actress Jamie Murray talked to me a little bit about her character, and she said that, well, despite the future setting of the series, the part she plays seems a little historical.
Well, you know, it was really an interesting role for me because although I'm playing this woman 35 years in the future, really I sometimes felt like I was in a period piece because there are two things about the Castathans which are very similar to, you know, where we came from, you know, hundreds of years ago, and that is that they come from a very patriarchal society. So based on gender, Summer is quite repressed, and her job would really be, you know, what might have, historians might have been called, you know, a breeder and a bleeder, and she would have been father, husband, would have been expected to be a good mother. However, this is actually complicated by the fact that both Summer and Daytac come from a society with a really strict class system. They have very strict castes. And Daytac would almost have been an untouchable. He would have been on the very lowest end of that kind of class system, and Summer would have been at the very top, almost like aristocracy or royalty. So they would never on their own planet have been together, but when you know, it's a whole new world that they're on now, and in many ways the qualities that Daytac had to employ to survive back on Cassidy made him very powerful and strong in the new world of Defiance, because, you know, he's and she's now with this very powerful man. But it, there's this interesting dynamic in their relationship, and it's almost like this, there's an interesting power struggle, because she's more highly educated than him, and she's, I mean, they're both intelligent, but she has, you know, she's probably been more schooled than him and maybe sees a longer game, whereas very shrewd and sharp, and he has lived on his instincts all his life. And so together they're an awesome combination. But because of the fact that she's a woman, she can't really... She can't tell him what to do, not outright. So she has to be very cunning and shrewd and go sideways about how she communicates ideas to him and suggests, you know, ways of dealing with situations to him. And I think that he is sometimes at the whim of his emotions more than Summer. Summer is very controlled. And so sometimes she's often counseling him to be more patient, to take more time, to think of the long game, and tries to do it without injuring his pride.
Her co-star Tony Curran agrees that Jamie's role has a big part in molding his character.
As you see the season progress and each episode unfolding, as Jamie says, you know, you see so many interesting dynamics with a lot of the characters, but one of the you know, they're all compelling, but one of we think is quite interesting is, yeah, is the fact of Jamie as of Stama and Daytac coming from another planet, but also coming from very different ends of the spectrum within a sort of social sort of society, culturally very different. And I think that they're trying to reinvent themselves, basically, which they have been doing. Like Stama would have had, wouldn't have had as much power like she has now, the way she's able to wield it in her very subtle manner, which she has to do with Daytac, and thinking that, you know, giving him the feeling that, you know, he's holding all the cards, or he's got the ideas, when actually, you know, she doesn't want to upset him because he's got such a volatile temper. But back in her own planet, she was obviously, it was a very, as Jamie said, it's a very patriarchal society, and she would not have been able to wield her cunning sort of ways as she's doing in Defiance, and in Daytac, in his sort of journey as well.
More on Defiance coming up. Of course, new episodes every Monday on Sci-Fi, and get more info on the game too at sci-fi.com.
The Point.
That's a wrap for the podcast. We're back, though, before the holiday with more from Defiance. And, of course, everything you need to know pop culture. But between now and then, you can certainly track what's going on at GetThePointRadio.com. Listen free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from your desktop or from your mobile phone as well. iPhone, iPad users get our free app, which is available right now in the iTunes App Store under Pop Culture and The Point. Or if you've got a Droid or a BlackBerry, use the free app called TuneIn Radio. The podcast is produced twice every week by Malcontent Media. It's on websites like ComicMix.com and MichaelDavisWorld.com. We're in the iTunes podcast directory there, of course, and you can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter under The Point Radio. See you back here in a few days.
Get The Point Radio.